Okay, today's daf is Nun Bet. We're going to start at the two dots, five lines before the lines get wide, on Nun Aleph Amud Bet. Bamine Rav Shizbi. We're in the middle of a whole bunch of questions about a boar. What if you did this? What if you did that? So we're continuing along that. Bamine Rav Shizbi mi Rabba. He asked Rabba a question. Hirchiva mahu. What if you widen the boar? So you had a boar that was problematic, and then you widened it. So maybe at that point, what's the issue? There's not going to be hevel like there was before. Amarle, hare mi eit hevla. So he says, yeah, you mi eit the hevel, and therefore you're not responsible. So Amarle, he answers him back, and he says, Adraba, hare ki rev hezeka. But if you think about a boar, here's the boar, you widen it. Now, if you widen it, what happens? If the shore trips into it, well, he tripped in because you now widened it and he stepped on the space where there didn't used to be a boar. So because you widened it, he dafka tripped in. So maybe it's worse.
But he didn't have to trip, he just had to fall.
So maybe fall. No matter what, he fell. No, but
if you dig it wide enough that there's where he is.
Right, so then he'll just fall in. So that's the point. The point is, because you widened it, that's why he fell in. So now, so they have a debate about it. Amar Rav Ashi, nech zeanan. If he died because of the hevel, meaning like he went in head first and then we could tell that it was from the breathing or from the airspace, so then he wouldn't be responsible because he actually made that issue better. The fact that the animal died isn't his fault. But if he died because of the impact, well, then he caused the impact to happen, basically. Now, this is a bad answer somewhat because even if he died from the hevel, this answer doesn't make so much sense. So we're going to say there's a different version, and I think there's a different version because this doesn't make so much sense. Because either which way, whether he died from the hevel or he died from the impact,
he still
fell in because you widened it. So it doesn't relate to the question so well. So the next one makes more sense. Ika de Amre, some people say that Amr of Ashi, that this is what Rav Ashi said. Nech ze anan ime hahigi sanafal hareki revezeka. The assumption is you widen the boar on one side. So if that was the side that you widened where he fell, well, then it's kirev hezeka. And if he fell from the other side where you didn't widen it, well, then you're not going to be responsible. You're not responsible for widening. Okay, itmar. Another thing. Bor sha'umka kiruchba. What if the... at what point is there hevel? We didn't really talk about this. The ratios between depth and width in order to create the hevel situation. Rub. Yosef to Amri Travayu. What?
It also depends what level hevel.
Right, there's all different factors that factor in, and that's really what you see here from the questions here. It's very difficult to exactly pinpoint all this stuff. So if it's depth is the same as its width. Rabbi Rav Yosef, Da Amir Travai, Mishmeda Rabbi Barchana, Da Amir Shmeda Rabbi, De Rabbi Mani, Charamar. Okay, so both of them said in the name of Rabbi Barchana, but each one said something different. Charamar La'olam Yesh Behevel, Ad Shehei Ruchba Yeter Alomka. As long as it's equal and less, it's going to be Hevel. Anytime where the width is wider, it's going to be longer than the depth, then it's going to be not a hevel issue. V'chan amar lo'olam ein behevel ad she omka yeter al ruchba. It's only hevel when the depth is more than the width, meaning that if they're equal, it's not going to be a problem. Okay, so two different opinions. Next case in the Mishnah. Avar alav harishon v'lo kisahu. So remember so there's a borshal shutafin, okay, borshal shnei shutafin. The first one passes and doesn't cover it, and the second one doesn't cover it, so the second one is chayav. So now the question is going to be, v'rishon me'emat miftar. At what point does he become patur, that first guy? And it doesn't mean he passes it. Like, at what point does he become patur? Rabbi Rav Yosef, Amri Travayim, Mishmei de Rabbi Rechana, Mishmei de Rabbi Mary, Meni, same thing, de Rabbi Meni, the same thing. They both said two different things in the name of the same person. Chanamar misha minicho mishtamesh. When he leaves the second guy to use the boar, in other words, he uses the boar, takes out his water, then he moves on, and the next guy comes to use the water. So as soon as the second guy starts using it, he assumes responsibility. V'charamar misheim sorlo dalio. The other guy says it's when he passes him. Now, some people say either it's the dli, the pail to get the water. Other people say it's the cover, because the cover is the responsibility. You're passing along the achrayut to cover the bor. If I give someone the cover and I say, right, like let's go back to the example in the house, who didn't lock up? If I give someone the key to lock the door and they didn't lock it, well, then it's their responsibility. I was passing on responsibility. So now they say that this machloket that the two of them have is really based on a machloket tana'im, kitanai. So someone is taking water out of a bore, and his friend says, no, leave it, and I'm going to take water. Okay, so it's the exact same machloket. So now, but what's at the root of their machloket? Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov sever yesh brera. Going back to old-time machloket we've seen many times, what is yesh brera? It means when you do something at a certain point later, it retroactively determines who had what. In other words, you can separate things. So the classic example we talked about many times with truma. You say, later, when you separate truma, like let's say you want to eat it now and it's Shabbat and you can't take it, so you're basically going to eat it. Right? This is actually a problem, but anyway, they talk about in the sources that you, in theory, could eat it and later say that, well, this part, let's say it's wine where you can't, it's all mixed up. So when you later say, right, you say, log shani atid lafrish, or whatever, you know, this amount that I'm going to eventually take, well, later when I separate it out, it will be predetermined that this area was truma and this isn't. So therefore we're allowing you to eat the stuff that wasn't. So now, how does Brera work here? So Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov says, it's only when you give him the cover. Why? Because if you just let him draw the water, you guys are both partners, right? So now, when this guy's drawing the water, he's drawing the water, if we say Yesh Brera, he's taking his portion, but it's showing that whatever he's not taking is the other guy's portion, which means that at that given moment, it belongs to everybody. If it belongs to everybody, then everybody's equally responsible. And that's why one person using it doesn't mean, because we hold Brera, therefore it means that this is owned by everybody. Whereas if you don't hold Brera, then you say that basically at the time when it's my turn, since we don't say Brera and there's no designated space, what's yours, what's mine, I'm basically using the whole thing right now. I'm borrowing your part and I'm using my part, and therefore the whole thing belongs to me right now. The whole responsibility is on, it doesn't belong to me, but it's all the responsibility is on me. And therefore, that's why as soon as the second guy starts to use it, since we don't hold Brera, we assume that he's kind of borrowing the other guy's portion and he's responsible for the whole thing. So let's read it inside. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov sever yesh brera, and therefore, haimi didei kamamale, vahami didei kamamale. Each one has their own portion in it, and therefore, they're each equally responsible. Rabbanan sever ein brera. Okay, and he holds ein brera. Amar Ravina. Ravina says, azdu l'tamayu. This matches their shita in other places. So it's not just that we can guess that Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov holds brera, and Tanakama doesn't. We see in a Mishnah the same thing. What happens? Hashutafim shenadru hana'azem izeh. We've seen this case. Two people say, I'm never going to get any hana'ah from you. But they happen to have a shared chatzer. So were they allowed to go into the chatzer of the other one? So asurin likanes l'chatzer according to Tanakama. Why? Because ein brera. So any part that I walk into this chatzer could potentially be your part. Okay, Rav Elazar ben Yaakov omer zendich nas l'toch shalov, zendich nas l'toch shalov. Since we hold brera, I can go into the chatzir, because as soon as I walk into the chatzir, it's going to be automatically, retroactively assumed that this is my portion of the chatzir, and you have your portion of the chatzir, and therefore I'm not benefiting from you at all. So therefore, even though I'm forbidden to benefit from you, I can walk into the chatzir because I'm walking into my part. So b'may kam b'flegei, it says on that Mishnah, Rav Elazar sever yesh brera, ha'ile d'nafshe ayel, v'ha'ile d'nafshe ayel. Each one goes into their own section of it. Rabbanan sever ein brera. Now, since we're talking about passing along, and so the other opinion was, right, you have to pass along the cover or the dli, and that's the act. So Amar Rav Elazar, ha'mochir bor l'chaviro, kevan shamasar l'dolyo kana. Now we're going to get into kinyanim. When you pass over a boar, so it's the same thing here in terms of responsibility. So also we're going to say, if you pass him the cover or the dali, then he's kone. So now the Gemara says, wait a minute. Hey chidami, now we're going to do chazara on chazakot, kinyanim. How, now boar is considered like karka. Now how can you buy karka? Bekesef b'shtar or b'chazaka. So, hey chidami, if for whatever reason, the Gemara doesn't bring up the option of shtar. But anyway, they're going to say, right, if you pass on the dli, that's not a way you can affect a kinyan on land, right? kesef, money, shtar, a document, or chazaka, where he has to do an act with it. This isn't any one of those things. This is like a kinyan mesira, right? He's passing him something. That's not valid by karka. So I bekaspa, lignei bekaspa. If it's, you know, with kesef, then he should, if he's going to do the kinyan with kesef, then he should use kesef. I bechazaka, lignei bechazaka. So how could this be? This isn't either. Lo'olam bechazaka, ubay lememar le, lech chazek uknei. In other words, he's supposed to say to him, if I do a kinyan chazaka on your land, I can only do it in front of you, and that will show ownership, because if you don't protest, then it's okay. But if I say to you, lechazek v'knei, then it's fine if I go do a chazaka. If everyone knows that you said lechazek v'knei, let's say there's edim, then I can go do a kinyan chazaka even if you're not there. So kevan shemasar lo dal yeho, kemanda amrele lechazek u'knei dami. So therefore, by you passing, I can, as the owner of the property, and I'm passing on ownership to you, I can either say to you, go and do a chazaka on it, in which case, you go do a chazaka. If I'm not there, it's totally fine. Or I can pass you the dalio, whichever that is, the cover or the dli, and that is if I said to you lechazek v'knei, because I'm passing on. Okay, we're going to see a better example, which you can probably relate to better, which is the next one. Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, hamocher bayit lechaveiro kevan shemasar lo mafteach kana. If you give someone the keys to the house, you've acquired the house. It's yours now. Now again, you're going to say hechidami. Ibekaspa lignei bekaspa. Ibechazaka lignei bechazaka. In other words, that's not a kinyan. Passing over the key is not a good kinyan for a property, for karka. So what do they say? No, la'olam bechazaka. Ubay lememar le lechazek uknei. Vekevan shemasar lo mafteach, kemanda amar le lechazek uknei dami. So again, it's not mine by just getting the key. But as soon as I get the key, I have the rights to now go, even not in front of the owner, and go and do a chazaka on the land. I can do some act that shows I could change the locks. I can, you know, do something that shows ownership over the land. In which case, at that point, I gain ownership, and we're not worried that maybe you didn't give your approval to it, because you gave your approval by passing me the key. Okay, so it's like it's an indicator that I can now go do chazaka, but it's not a kinyan until I actually do the chazaka. Amar Rish Lakish, Mishum Rabbi Yanai, Hamocher Eder Lachaveiro. Let's say you're passing on a whole, okay, this is something you can less relate to, but you're passing on your flock of sheep to someone. So, Kevan Shemasar Lo Mashchuchit Kana. Okay, since you pass him the Mashchuchit, okay, we're going to see soon, what is this Mashchuchit? Okay, there's going to be two interpretations. Either which one is it's something that you lead the flock with. So kana, so as soon as you pass him this kana, so again, hechidami, iba meshicha liknei b'meshicha, iba mesira liknei b'mesira. Now when it comes to animals, it's either meshicha or mesira. You have to either pull the animal or you have to pass the animal. Okay, this isn't either one of them because you're not passing the animals here. So la'olam, you're moser the mashuchit, but just that. So la'olam b'meshicha, it's a case where you plan to do a kinyan meshicha, ubay lememar le lech meshochu knei. Right, you're supposed to say, go and do a meshicha. If I just am walking on the street and I pull your animals, that doesn't mean I've owned it, right? Unless you've told me, go and do meshicha. V'kevan shemasar lo mashchuchit, kemanda amar le lech meshochu knei dami. It's the same thing as all the other cases. It's a symbol, right? It's a siman. That basically, that's what I mean. Take ownership. My mashchuchit, so now we're going to see. Hacha tirgumu, here they translate it as karkashta. That's the bell that you ring the bell. You know, you kind of have this bell like a cowbell type thing. You ring this bell, and then all the animals would follow. Rabbi Yaakov Omer, Iza da Azla Beresh Adra, Kedidari Shahu. Okay, so we're going to see in a minute. But there's an Ez, a goat that would lead. That would take like this older goat, and he would be the one to lead the whole flock. So if you pass him that older goat that's in charge, you know, that everybody follows. So then that's as if you've passed him the whole Eder. Kedidara shahu gililai, aled rav chista, kadragiz raya al ana, avid lenagda samuta. If somebody gets angry at their Eder, what do? They get very angry and they blind the goat that's in charge. And if they blind the goat that's in charge, he loses his entire flock. Okay, so, and then everybody, so Rashi says here that everybody, okay, in other words, everyone then, if once he's blinded, he's going to fall in a pit, and then everyone's going to fall in a pit, and everybody, okay, and then they say this is really a mashal. Kach kishamakom nifram yisone Yisrael, mimane lehem parnasim she'enam mehuganim. Okay, what is sone Yisrael? It really means the Jewish people. When God's angry at them, what does he do? He takes bad leaders and everybody follows them into the pit. Okay, it's like a good way of connecting this falling into the boar with this concept that they're trying to show about all everybody following, you know, the blind leading the blind, as we would say. Okay, new Mishnah. Kisau harishon. Let's say the first guy covers the boar. Ubashini umitzao megule. Okay, and then the second guy comes and finds it open. So even though the first guy covered it, the second guy now shows up. These are the shutafim, and he finds it uncovered. Velo kisau, and then he doesn't cover it. So we don't know how it got uncovered. First of all, if someone else uncovered it, well then we know from the Torah he's going to be responsible. Okay, but here we don't know who covered it or uncovered it, or somehow it got uncovered. We're going to see that maybe it rotted, it got destroyed, right? I'm sure they didn't use things that were lasting forever. So it could be he found out that the whole thing rotted over time, and he doesn't cover it. Hasheni chayav. Okay, so now the first guy's no longer responsible because he covered it properly. The second guy finds it. We're going to see exactly what the case is, okay? Maybe at a certain point the Rishon goes back to having responsibility for this. But at this point, the second guy finds it uncovered. He doesn't cover it. He's responsible. Kisau karaoi. Let's say you cover your boar the way you're supposed to. Vinafala toho shor chamor vameit. Okay, now there's going to be a big question. If you covered it properly, well, how on earth could he have fallen in? But we'll get to that in the Gemara. Patur. Okay, so if you did what you were supposed to do by covering it, you're patur. Lo kisau karaoi. We're also going to have to figure out what does it mean karaoi. Okay. If you didn't cover it karaoi, v'nafala toho shor chamor vameit, chayav. Okay, then you're going to be responsible. Nafala fanav mikola kriya, chayav. If he fell in because, let's say you're digging in the bore and you're making noise from the digging, and he hears the noise and he falls in the shore, you're going to be chayav. Okay, we're going to learn today that, we'll see in a minute. Okay, so I'll hold off 1 second and then we'll go back. Nafala toho shor v'keilav v'nishtabru, chamor v'keilav v'nitkaru, chayav ala be'ema u'pator ala kelim. Right, we saw this before, that if the shor falls in with his kelim on his back, so you're only chayav for the shor, not for the kelim, and that's because it says shor v'lo chamor, right, shor v'lo bor, shor v'lo adam, chamor v'lo kelim, we said, right? So you're only chayav if it's a shor, not if it's an adam, which we'll get to at the end. Nafala toho shor chayresh shoteh v'katan chayav. Okay, so now we're going to learn that there is an assumption, even though we didn't really say this before, that a shor does know not to fall into a boar. And therefore, just like a person does, and therefore, if the person you're not responsible for, also a shor, if he's aware, then you're not responsible. You're only responsible when the shor is either a cheresh or a shoteh or a katan, okay? Interesting, they have a concept of a shor shoteh, right? Because we always say a shor doesn't have dat. Right, we're going to get to exactly what the definition of all this is later, but the assumption is that if you, and or if you're a regular shor, but it's nighttime and he couldn't see and he falls in, but a shor who's pikeach in broad daylight, you're actually not responsible for if he falls in, because he should be aware. There's a certain awareness he does have. Okay, but a ben o bat, eved o ama, if they fall in, now we have this concept, shor velo adam. So even if, now we have the flip. Let's say you have someone who's not aware enough to be responsible, a human being who's not responsible enough to be aware, and we'd say, oh, well, you should have paid it more attention. There you can't say that because the assumption is they don't have enough dot. Or the Eved and Ama, where the concept is that maybe they'd be treated like a shor. Remember, we keep talking about the Eved and Ama. Either they're like a behemah, they're like your property. But now they come and say, no, no, no. An Eved and Amar are human beings, so therefore they're treated the same as human beings. And a katan or a ktana are also, because it says shor v'lo adam, it even includes a katan and a ktana you're not chayav for, because even though they don't necessarily have dab, but it's a zera and a kachuv, that this whole halacha doesn't apply to human beings, okay? Whether it's a ben or a bat and they don't have dab, or whether it's an Eved and Amar and they're sometimes treated like animals, in this case they're not. Okay, that's going to be more later, not today's stuff. Okay, Rishon ad Ema Miftar. So the Gemara asks right away, until what point is the Rishon Patur? The Gemara assumes it can't be that this first guy who covered the boar left it, the boar somehow gets uncovered, the second guy sees it, the first guy, we assume, doesn't see it yet, but is he Patur forever? In other words, at some point he must go back to being Chayav also, the first guy. So what do they tell us? Amarav, b'chdei sheyeda. As soon as he knows about it, that it's uncovered, well, then he becomes responsible. Ushmuel amar, b'chdei sheyodi'uhu. Okay, now what does it mean, b'chdei sheyeda, the first opinion? It means he walks by the boar and sees it's uncovered. At that point, he becomes just as responsible as the second guy, so now they share responsibility for it. According to Shmuel, it's even if people told him about it, right? You know how it happens when you hear about things, you don't exactly internalize them as much as if you actually see it yourself. So comes Shmuel and he says, tough luck. In other words, as soon as you hear about it, somebody told you, you immediately assume responsibility. The next opinion builds on Shmuel, but is a little more logical, which is Rabbi Yochanan Amar, b'chdei sheyodi'uhu v'yizkor kelim v'yechrot arezeh v'yechasenu. In other words, we give you a little bit of lead time, right? Imagine you're not near the boar at all. So you need a little lead time to be able to actually get there or hire people to get there and cover the boar. Okay, so, and then, only then are you going to start to be chayav. Kisao kara'oi v'nafala tocho shor chamor v'meit patur. So now they ask the obvious question, kevan de kisao kara'oi hechi nafal. How on earth could he have fallen? So Amar Rabbi Yitzchak Barchana shehitzliya mitocho. So this is what I mentioned before, that the cover starts to rot. Okay, so if the cover rots, then he be right again. The cover that's how the shor chamor could have fallen. So now they ask a question, and this is going to basically take us to the end of the daf. Although we're going to have two versions of what exactly the question is, and for this I charted it all out. Ibailhu kisau kisoy sheyachol amo b'fnei shvarim ve'ein yachol amo b'fnei gmalim. Now we're going to learn that a shor won't necessarily break a cover that a gamal could technically break. Okay, so in other words, there's a way to cover it that is protected from shvarim falling in, but if a gamal were to walk there, a gamal would fall into the pit. Okay, imagine like a certain level of strength. You need more strength. Okay, I don't know enough about gamalim and shvarim, but apparently, according to this, you need more strength for a shor to fall in, for a gamal to fall in. You need it to be stronger to protect from a gamal. Okay, so now. Kisau kisoy sheyachol amod lifnei shvarim. So it's a good enough for the shvarim, but ein yachol amod lifnei gemalim. And then what happened? Atu gemalim ve'irua. Okay, the assumption is that the gemalim come and they weaken the, right, because they're very strong, right? They, by stepping on it, they weaken it. This is like when you try to open a jar and everybody tries and tries and tries, and finally the last guy opens it, and you know, either he did it all himself or right, or everybody just loosened it a little. So imagine the gamal passes over it and starts to weaken it. So you did a cover that was going to protect from shvarim, but the gamal came and weakened it, and then the shor steps on it and falls right in. So now, ba'atu shvarim v'naf lube. So my. So now they say, wait a minute. Amre, hey chidami, what's the case you're talking about? If it's a place where there's a lot of gemalim passing by, well then, poshehu, you're obviously poshea because you didn't, right? You should have realized that gemalim are going to pass and they're going to weaken the cover. And if you live in a place where there's no gemalim around, well then, you covered kara'oi, right? You're anusu. That's anus. You weren't expecting a gamal to walk by, right? Imagine you did this on the street here. A gemalim never passed by here. And then somehow a gamal passes by and weakens the cover. Who is expecting that? You certainly shouldn't be responsible. And therefore, it would be, right, what did it say? Right, it's obvious. So this was the question, right? So if it's obvious, you're either poshe or you're anus, depending on the scenario. So now they say, "Lotzricha da'atu leprakim." It must be the in between. Mi amrinan. In other words, sometimes gemalim pass by, but it's not very often. Mi amrinan kevan da'atin leprakim poshehu dibay le'asuke adate. Do we say that since once in a while a gamal comes by, you have to be open to all possibilities? So you should have paid attention and built it stronger. O dilma kevan da'hashta mi aleka. Since now there are no gemalim, anusu. So therefore, you'd say it was onus. Okay. So now they're going to attempt to answer it from our Mishnah. First from the first line, then from the second line. Okay, that's the second chart on the page. We're going to try it from the first one. Tashma. Let's look at our Mishnah. Kisal kara'oi v'nafala tocho shor chamor v'meit patur. So now they want to know, hey chidami, what's the case of our Mishnah? They're going to do a process of elimination. Ilema kara'oi l'shvavim v'kara'oi l'gmalim hechanafil, right? It can't be the case where you built something that was sturdy for everybody, because then he never would have fallen. El alav, so it must be it's kara'oi l'shvarim, v'lo kara'oi l'gmalim. Okay, it must be it was ra'oi for shvarim, but not for gmalim. So now it depends on the situation, though. Was it shriche? Was it not shriche? So either shriche gmalim. Now remember, the Mishnah says you're patur. So if it's a case where there's a lot of gmalim, am I patur? You shouldn't be patur because poshehu. And either lo shriche gmalim, pshita anusu. if there aren't a lot of gemalim, well, the Mishnah says patur, but why would the Mishnah even need to tell you this halacha? It would be totally obvious that you'd be anus. So it must be that the Mishnah's case is elalav, exactly our case. Da'atin leprakim, va'atu gemalim va'arua, va'atu shvarim v'naflube, v'katani patur, and there's your answer. In other words, by process of elimination, they say either, right, it would be shriche, and then it's poshea, and it wouldn't be the case for our Mishnah. Or it would be lo shriche, in which case it's anus, in which case the Mishnah doesn't need to tell you patur. So therefore, it must be this in-between case, where sometimes they come, and the gemalim actually came, weakened it, the shore came and fell. And what does our Mishnah say? Patur. So there's your answer. Ama kevan dehashta leka anusu, right? Since since now there weren't gemalim and it only came later, therefore it's considered anus. And that's your answer. So now the Gemara says, no. There's another. We're going to go back and say it was one of the cases that we rejected. Amre lo leolam kara oy leshvarim vikara oy legmalin. It is a case where you built it perfectly sturdy. Udekakashel achecha nafil. So what about how could he have fallen if it was perfectly sturdy? Amre Rabbi Yitzchak bar Rachana sheit liamitocho. We already answered this question, right? What did we say? It's not because the gamal stepped on it that weakened it. What happened to the cover? It rotted. It got rotten, you know, over time. You could write, what is Hitzliya? It's from Tolaim. Worms came and ate away at it. Okay, so therefore, you could still say it's that case, in which case this doesn't prove anything about our question. Now we're going to do the same thing with the next line in the Mishnah. Tashma, let's try the second line. Lo kisau karatwoy. What if you didn't cover it the way you were supposed to? V'nafala tocho shor v'chamor v'meit chayav. Now, this is a strange line, because it's obvious if you didn't cover it, right? So what do you mean? So now, hechidami, again, what's the case? Ilema lo karatwoy l'shvarim v'lo karatwoy l'gmalim. You didn't put a very good cover on. Pshita. Tzricha lememer de chayav. What, you need to tell us your chayav? Obviously. What does it mean to cover a board? To cover it means you covered it, they would be protected from animals stepping on it, they would break it, right? It has to be a solid cover. So if you put a very bad cover on, obviously you're chayav, and it certainly wouldn't need to tell us that. Ela, so again, why does the Mishnah tell us you're chayav? It must be a different case. Ela lav, it must be, again, our case, kara oy l'shvarim below kara oy l'gmalim. Okay, you can follow along the chart. Each one shows the next option. So the next case is, it must be, it's ro'oi for shvarim, but not for gemalim. So, echidami, again, what's the case? There's three options. Idishriche gemalim, then posheahu, right? So, again, if it wasn't good for gemalim, and gemalim pass all the time, obviously you're going to be posheah. And therefore, again, it's pshita. V'idiloshriche gemalim, anusu, and you'd be patur, and what does it say? You're chayav. So, that doesn't make any sense. Ela, lav, it must be, da'atin leprakim. Va'atu, they come sometimes. Va'atu gemalim va'aru, and they came and weakened it. Va'atu shvarim v'naflu bei. V'katane chayav. And what do you see here? If it's that case, then it must be your chayav, because that's what the Mishnah says. So, alma kevan da'atin leprakim poshehu di'bai le'asuke adate. Right? He should have realized. Okay, and therefore he's responsible. So now the Gemara again rejects it. Since it's low, we're going to say it was one of the cases you brought up earlier. Lo olam, that's where the arrows go here. Kara oy l'shvarim v'lo kara oy l'gmalim u'shriche gmalim. Okay, it's case number two that we saw. It's ra'oy for shvarim but not for gmalim, and it's very common for gmalim to pass through. U'dekaha shelach posheahu. In other words, didn't you say it's posheah? It's obvious. Why does the Mishnah need to say? So now we've seen this answer before, very recently also. I did nasiv reisha kisau kara oy nasiv sefanami lo kisau kara oy. It's giving us an obvious case, but it's just doing the flip of the previous case. Okay, the previous case we needed, right, to teach you that if it rotted, right, it wasn't your fault, and you built a good cover and it rotted, you're not chayav. But here it's a case where you didn't build a good cover, it's just telling you the flip, then you'd be chayav. Okay, that's the first way of reading this. Now, Ika de Amre, some people say that there was a different question, and this is really the question. Hanami Vadailo, okay, first they're going to reject the first question we asked. Hanami Vadailo Ibayalan, clearly that wasn't the question. Clearly, if sometimes gmalim pass by, then clearly you're a poshea if you built your cover in a way that the gmalim could definitely weaken it. Because even if they don't come every day, and even if they're not here right now, the fact that they could come tomorrow means you're responsible. So that's a silly thought that they even had thought to ask that question. And therefore, they say the question must be, ki bailan, this is what they were asking. Hachi hu di bailan, this was the question. Kisau kisoy shecholamo bifnei shvarim, veino yecholamo bifnei gemalim, ushchichi gemalim, v'yitzliya mitocho mau. Let's say you build this cover that's good for shvarim, but it's not good for gemalim. But in the end, en gemalim commonly come. But what happened? This is very similar to what we said. You built it in a way that the gemalim could have broken it, but it happens. You got lucky. The gemalim didn't break it. But what did happen? It rotted. Okay? So that's the question now. Mahu, what do we say in this case? Mi amrinan, do we say, migo de havi poshea etzel gemalim, havi poshea nami l'inyan hatzla'ah? Do we say, look, you were poshea here. You didn't build a cover that was strong enough for gemalim. So therefore, we're going to say, because you didn't build a good enough cover for gemalim, even though they're not the ones who broke it, you're still responsible because it rotted. O dilma la amrinan migo, or maybe we don't say migo. So again, we're going to try to prove it from our Mishnah. In the end, we're not going to succeed, just like we didn't succeed last time. In the end, we're actually going to get an answer from a different place. Tashma, let's learn it from here. Kisal kara'oi v'nafala toho shor chamor v'meit patur. Okay, the first line of our Mishnah again. We're back to that. V'it marala amar abi yitzchak bar barchana shitliya mitocho. Here they start with that, okay? The Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Barchana says that this is a case where it rotted. So again, they're going to say, well, if it rotted, hey chidami, what's the case? If you say you built a perfectly good, solid cover, and it happened to have rotted for some crazy reason, well, obviously you're patur. So my havalele me'abad is, what else could he have done? He built a very good, solid cover. So the fact that it rotted from worms, that's not his fault. So therefore, it's pshita, and the Mishnah didn't need to tell us patur. So elalav, it must be a case. Okay, here, by the way, they're only going to give two possibilities. You can see the chart there. Kavra oil shvarim below kavra oil gemalim. So it must be our case where you built it roil shvarim, not roil gemalim, ushrichi gemalim, and it's a case where there are gemalim, but hitzli amitocho, as Rabbi Yitzchak said. V'katane patur, and what does it say there? If we assume that that's the case of our Mishnah, the Mishnah says patur. So ama lomrin amigo davi poshea linyan gemalim, havi poshea nami linyan atla. So there's our answer. We say patur, and we don't use this migo. We don't say, since he was poshea in that, we're going to make him responsible for this. So then they say, lo, that's not true. Lo'olam kara'oil gemalim v'kara'oil shvarim. It really could be that you built it. The Mishnah could be explained that you built it perfect for shvarim, perfect for gemalim. V'itliya mitocho. Okay, so now, udkashelach, didn't we say it's so obvious? Kitliya mayhavale lemeabad. So it's so obvious to be patur, the Mishnah doesn't need to say it. So now they're going to give an answer why it's not so obvious. Mau detema ibaile lemeza luminakeshale kamashmalan. When something's rotting, maybe it means that you're responsible to come check it every few days to make sure it's not rotting. So maybe you needed the menakeshes to knock on it. In other words, maybe you needed to come by and just kind of knock on it, tap on it every few days, every few weeks, something like that. And because you did it, maybe we think that you're responsible. Kamashman, the Mishnah comes to teach you, no, you're not responsible if it rots. If you build a perfectly good cover and it happens to rot, that's not your responsibility. So therefore, again, we can't learn from there because we can't assume that it's talking about our case. So now they're going to try to say that the Seif is talking about our case. Tashma. Lo kisao kara'oi v'nafala tocho shor chamor v'meit chayav. Hechidami. Ilema lo kara'oi l'shvarim v'lo kara'oi l'gmalim. So now if you're chayav, right, which case are they going to start with? The same one they started with last time in the lo chayav. Maybe it's a case where you didn't build a kara'oi at all. So if that's the case, obviously, tzricha l'memer de chayav, right? Obviously, if you built a bad cover, nobody needs to tell you chayav. Elalav kara'oi l'shvarim v'lo kara'oi l'gmalim. So it must be, right, it's this case of ra'oi l'shvarim but not gmalim. So if it's a case where there's a lot of gemalim around, well then, poshehu, you're obviously poshehu. V'idelo shchichei gemalim, anusu. Right? So then you're going to be anus. Elalav, it must be, d'shchichei gemalim v'hitzliya mitocho. So it must be where there are gemalim, but what happened? It rotted. Not that the gemalim ruined it, but it rotted. And that's our case. And what does it say in the Mishnah? V'katane chayav. So by process of elimination, again, they say the Mishnah must be referring to this case. And what does it say, chayav? So therefore, what are we going to conclude now? Ama amrinan, migo davi poshel in yan gemalim, havi poshel in yan hatzla'a. Okay, and therefore we'd say, we can learn that you're chayav. So now they say, amre lo. La'olam, kara oil shvarim, velo kara oil gemalim. It could be a case where you built it, and as we can explain the Mishnah to be a case where, hope this isn't totally dizzying, it's ra'oi for shvarim, but not for gemalim. Ushriche gemalim, and it's very common that gemalim come. Va'atu gemalim va'aru, the gemalim weakened it. Va'atu shvarim va'naflu be. It could very simply be that case right? And that's why you're chayav, because the gemalim weakened it, and then the shvarim fell in. Udekakashalach pshita poshehu. But wait a minute. Didn't we say that that's obvious? It's pshita? Ah. So what? I did nasiv resha kisau karaoi nasiv sefa nami lo nasiv sefa nami lo kisau. In other words, again, it could be an obvious case, but because the previous case needed to be explained, so now they say this case. Okay, so therefore they just give you the opposite case. Okay, so therefore we can't prove anything from our mission. We've now tried to prove two different answers to each question that we had. Neither one can be proven from the Mishnah. Now they're going to bring the last case of our Mishnah, or it's actually a different source, but it's similar to the one in our Mishnah. Nafala tocho shor cheresh shotev katan suma umahalech balayla chayav pikeach umalech bayom patur. So for sure, who's deaf, dumb, or young, or blind, or walking at night, okay, so you're chayav. But if he's pikeach, if he's knowledgeable, understanding, and he's going during the day, you're patur. Vamai. Why don't we say, now what's the migo here? We're going to give a different migo, and you can debate whether this is the same thing or not, but the Gemara right now assumes it's, you could say the same logic. Neima mi havi poshel inyan cheresh, havi nami poshel inyan pikech. The same way, what do we want to make a migo? We want to make a migo in our case. What do we want to say? Since you didn't build a karaoi for gemalim, and something else happened, right? Since, in theory, you didn't do it right, so you're going to be responsible for everything. So now they're going to say, since you're chayav for a shur who's cheresh, who, let's say, didn't do it right, in other words, he's not built right, let's say, to get it. So since there's potential to be chayav for sure that's cheresh, let's just give the cheresh example, or any of these. So therefore, we could say, since you're chayav for cheresh, we can say, migo mitoch that, we'll make you chayav also for a pikeach. It's not the same thing at all, but they're comparing them right now. So therefore, and interestingly enough, they don't reject this comparison. They say, alalav shmamina, lo amrina migo. The fact that we don't make you chayav for a shor pikeach proves to us that we don't say, since you're chayav for shor cheresh, we'll make you chayav also for shor pikeach. Okay? So therefore, we're going to say, you don't say migo, shma mina. And therefore, dafka, the second question comes up with an answer. And they say, we don't say migo, and therefore we're not mechayev you in this case. Okay. Tough, we'll stop here for today.